K-Mud Podcast presents.
Welcome to Wildcraft. Thank you so much, Elise, for coming on. You should be live and ready.
Oh, great. Thanks. I'm glad to be here. I'm really excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
So you decided to talk with us today about stinging nettle, yes?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, right now is not the best time for harvesting stinging nettle, but I do have some things to help people learn to find the stinging nettle for themselves and some ideas about how to make stinging nettle work better in your life and your health.
Awesome.
Yeah. Should I just go with it? You got any questions at first?
I don't think I have any questions to start. I'll chime in. I'm really good at that. So you just let us know why you love stinging nettle, and then I'll see if there's anything left.
All right. Well, you know, I personally call her the Empress of the Forest. That's my name for her, and I believe that's her spirit. And she's a wonderful gift. And the actual nettle that we're going to talk about today is actually called Urtica dioica. And there's about 15, 20 different species of nettles across the planet.
Wow.
But our native species is Urtica dioica. And generally, you'll find her in the wetland areas, you know, close to tributaries for the rivers, oftentimes where marshy lands, a lot of damp soils and such. Sometimes you'll find her even near old barns. She really likes old barns.
Okay.
She's really into old barns for some reason every time I find her. But yeah, one of our great herbalists locally turned me on to them, and that was Nancy Peregrine. And she was a wonderful herbalist and a great healer woman of our community. So I just had to bring that in. But the reason why I wanted to talk about nettles today really is because I'm more of a food person. I like whole, you know, healing with whole foods. I'm a Paul Pitchford all the way. You know, I really love to ferment and stuff. And nettles is not just an herb. Nettles has so many things available to us. She's just wonderful. She's a trinity of blessings that she brings to the planet. And one specific thing about her is that she's a wonderful diuretic. She's really good on the adrenals. She's wonderful for the kidneys, cleansing the kidneys, especially if you're suffering from any kind of stones in the kidneys. But you always want to make sure with nettle, as with every herb, that you use them with caution. You don't do nettles 20 days a month. You know, you're really going to get too green. She's so vibrant and electric green that you will start turning a little green if you are just munching that stuff day in and day out, you know. And a lot of people try that because they want to do their green cleanses. And she can really rock you. You have to be careful with her as an herb.
Okay.
But she's also, what's also great about her is that she's also a wonderful a cordage. You know, you can spin and knot the fibers of her stalks.
Oh, amazing.
And what's interesting is in the areas that you generally find her, that's where we have a lot of fish, you know, laying their eggs, our salmon, and like up in Ancestor Creek and the Thompson Creek areas. And that's where we find her in the gulch. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, a lot of the native cultures actually used the nettle to weave their fish catching nets.
Oh, cool.
Because of her course. Fiber is really strong.
Because Mother Nature always puts the plant where you need it.
Exactly. Yes.
You
yes.
taught me that. I
yes.
love that.
I believe that. I believe that life is harmonious like that.
That's
for
so
sure.
Awesome.
So, you know, when you're really looking for her, you're going to find her in those kind of areas.
Can I ask you to step back for just a quick second?
Sure.
And tell me, I mean, everyone should definitely go online and look this up or get a good book and make sure you know what you're talking about. But just in general, I think this might be true, and I wonder if it is. Is stinging nettle in the mint family? Because it has like a square stem, like mint.
It you know, it does look a lot like a mint, but it isn't. It's an urtica.
Oh, thanks.
So it's and this particular stinging nettle, like I said, that we're talking about is Urtica dioica, but it does look a lot like a mint.
Yeah.
But stinging nettle is stingy, you know.
You won't mistake it.
You can really rough yourself up with it. Actually, when one of my family members got out of prison from 15 years of marijuana,
yes,
his back was killing him for you know, sitting on cold benches for 15 years.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, come on over. I'm going to, you know, let's try this nettle. It's going to sting and burn a little bit, but I bet you for about a month or two, you won't feel that pain.
Wow.
And so he started calling me the nettle's dominatrix. Yeah.
I love it.
And he would come over and bring his wife, and I would beat his back with a nettle. It's like, yo, yo, you bad boy.
So let's, I love you. So let's start by saying, so nettles are medicine and they're food, and there's other health benefits. We're going to keep going. So tell me a little bit more about why you would beat someone with nettles. Why would you want to sting yourself with nettles? You said he had back pain.
Yeah, he had really back pain. And there's something in the plant that causes that kind of stinging sensation. Mm-hmm. And what that is actually, you know, boosting in circulation to happen.
Right on.
And so that's why that stinging is happening. You're getting a rush of circulation through wherever it gets you.
So
but
I've
then
heard
after
of it
a few days, it won't be burning anymore.
Oh, wow.
And then
it stays for days.
Yeah, the pain will go away for a couple months if you got a good dominatrix. You know?
I have heard that it's useful for arthritis.
Great. It is.
Yeah.
You just have to get through that initial pain. But I also believe in using it for arthritis as a tea also.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're harvesting nettles, there's quite a few wives' tales about the manner in which you harvest them first. So what I do in the early spring is I go out to my nettle field and I look and see, is she popping up out of the ground? Generally, she can get to be about 4 to 5 feet tall,
yeah, tall.
At maturity. But in the early spring, before her flowers come and her petals, her leaves just start to sprout out, you've got about two moon cycles.
Okay.
And those first two moon cycles is the time when you can go and just take the tips of the tops of them. You know, might be a good idea to wear gloves if you're sensitive.
I think for most people, that's a must. You should probably be wearing gloves.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to go on
stinging.
A little. It stings.
Yeah. And once you cook it, it won't sting. And once you dry it, there's a little bit of a sting once it's been dried.
Okay.
But not so much. And I personally, this is also why I wanted to talk about this today, because when I harvest my nettles, I save them for the winter time.
Oh.
So I dry them, and then this time of year when our health is meager, or you know, when it's really great to bring back the vitality of your chi energy.
Awesome.
It's a wonderful chi builder. So I keep it for this time of year when people are really, you know, it's really they're not feeling well. They're not balanced and such.
Sure.
I say, hey, let's do some nettle tea for a few days. And
awesome.
That runs great. But then after those first two moons, then you want to back off and not really be harvesting from the plant. If you're choosing to harvest from the plant so that you can use its cordage, its fiber,
yes.
Then yes, you would take the stalk, but never pull up nettles from the ground. Because they root into themselves. They create, you know, a symbiosis with each other.
Cool.
And even though they do need to seed out, you know, you don't want to take their flowers because their flowers are going to drop their seeds. There's a male and a female. But you never want to pull them up by the stalk. You can cut the stalks and be conscious of the way that you're going to harvest, you know.
Yeah.
Give an offering to her. Say, you know, I have this beautiful stone. May I please, you know, bathe in your brilliance. And
aww.
she will actually show you the ones that really need to be
thank
harvested
yeah,
at that
thank
moment.
Thank you for remembering to say that, Barb, because I think it's really important to remind folks when you're wildcrafting, when you're taking something from the land, you ask first. And you always help the plant in some way. And you never take more than, I always say, 10%. Does that sound good to you, or is that?
Well, you know, it also depends on what kind of harvesting are you doing. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people like to just over harvest because they're going to capitalize off of it. But, you know, you can destroy patches of nettles that way by over harvesting them. So I like to kind of cruise through, you know, make sure I've got some long pants on and kind of cruise through and just take little bits here and there never just bunches of them in one area. You know?
Awesome. Yeah. And so when you harvest, you just like pick a leaf off and go to another plant and pick a leaf off. Are you taking like the top and then it'll be double headed after that?
Yeah, I'm taking more of like the top. And you see the first couple leaves branch out, and this is before it starts to flower. And what I do is I bring a pair of scissors and a basket, and I snip off that little bit top and then have it fall into the basket.
Gotcha.
So you're not really having too much contact with the plant. You're not really interrupting its day-to-day business too much, you know?
So I just want to throw this in, and then we'll get back to all your awesome information, because I know you have more to say. But I've heard other talks about singing nettles by people who are indigenous, and they said this couple said that they were so thrilled when they bought their house and there was nettle in the yard because they both had really bad knees. So once a month, she and her husband, I wish I remember who said this. I'm so sorry. I'm not giving them credit. But once a month, they just run through their nettle patch. They don't even pick it. They just run right through, and then they're done. They're like, oh, better.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you don't even have to pick it, technically.
That's
and
wonderful.
That's all the time. Right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, that I wouldn't doubt if the spirit of that nettle at some point came into their dream and said, come to me. Allow me to heal you. You know, let me give you my love.
I love it.
I wouldn't doubt it, because she is quite the empress as far as spirit medicine is concerned.
So that's on the medicinal front.
Yeah.
And you said you can also have it as a tea. I've seen it as a tincture for sale as well. So you can have it as a tincture, you could have it as tea, or you can use the plant whole and just kind of whack yourself with it. Yes?
Yeah. And you only need one plant, really, if you're going to do some dominatrix with it.
Okay.
You know, you don't need a bunch of them. The time for tincturing it would be fresh.
Okay.
You don't want to dry it and then tincture it. But I personally, I have a better relationship with it as a dry tea.
Okay.
It acts as a wonderful tonic, like I said. it helps clean the kidneys out. It's wonderful for your qi energy.
Awesome.
So I really try to encourage people to actually have a relationship with the nettle and really recognize it. Because when you just buy tinctures of things, you're not really getting to know what you're taking. You know,
I do have to say, just a plug for another one of our shows, though, Western Botanical Medicines has a show on K-Mud, and I love knowing that medicine was grown in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So because I live close by to them, I have that joy. But I've been buying their tinctures for years and never knew where Whitethorn was until I got here. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, he's a cool dude. That guy, I always listen to his show for sure.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's up to us individually of how we're going to take in our medicines, but and it shouldn't have to be too complicated. You know,
so
some people don't have access to it, but that doesn't mean you can't pick up a book and educate yourself. You know, Susan Weed is a wonderful herbalist, and she has some great books like The Menopausal Years. Healing Wise is a great book. And she speaks through the spirit of the plants in those books. And so if you really wanted to check out Nettle, I know she's in that Nettle's specifically in her Healing Wise book.
Awesome.
That's a great reference. And
have you ever?
Go ahead.
I hate to interrupt, but have you ever tried to plant Nettle? Because I've tried to plant it and never came up, and I maybe just put it in the wrong spot. But I'm just curious. Have you ever had luck with that?
I've had lots of hedge nettles come up in the garden randomly, you know.
Not the same.
But no, I think you'd have to really catch it. You'd have to maybe dig up a patch, you know, like a shovel size patch of it.
Okay.
And then take it directly to where you're going. Because once that root system gets, messed with too much, it's going to lose its ability to transplant.
Okay.
But it has to be in a marshy area.
Mm-hmm.
They like being near the tributaries of our rivers for sure. That's where you're going to find them.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't encourage, you know, to try to have it too much in your yard, because it will take over.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's vivacious for sure. Yeah. there are some really great identification reference books that I could tell you about. There's a wonderful plant book called The Edible and Useful Plants of California. It's got great pictures and great drawings, and that's by Charlotte Bringle Clark. And there's another one by Michael Moore called Medicinal Plants of the Mountain West. That's another great one. Identification one.
Yeah.
And I really dig the eyewitness handbooks.
Oh, cool.
And they have one just called Herbs, and that's put out by Leslie Brimness. And those actually have photographs of all the herbs. And
those are super hands-on. So maybe you have a middle schooler in your life that wants to learn herbs. That would be an excellent book series to start with for a kid, because they do have so many pictures. Eyewitness books have so many different topics. I used to be an educator, and I love that book series. I didn't know they had an herb one. That's so cool.
Yeah, get it. It's got great pictures, awesome. And it's got great references to all the different species of individual plants and stuff. I like that one.
That's awesome.
And then there's also a wonderful herbalist who I believe has passed away now, but her name was Juliette de Barclay Levy. And she did some writings on nettles about the wanderer. She put a book called The Traveler's Joy.
Ooh.
And it's basically just how to survive with a backpack on, and you know, what plants to find. And she was really into dogs, and so she has a lot of reference to nettles in her books as far as a cleanser for the dogs. And that brings me back to remind you that those roots of the nettles are a wonderful hair tonic.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's if you so are awesome. Going to get into the roots of them, you know,
so
make
you said
yourself
don't
a
pull
hair
them
tonic.
Out. So if you were going to harvest nettle because there's a very big overabundance in a place, and you feel like you, because when you take it by the roots, you're taking the whole thing. It's gone. So you want to do that mindfully. But also, would you do that with like a spade and not just rip it out?
Yeah, I would definitely maybe cut a square out of the spade and like I was suggesting with transplanting it, doing the same concept.
Okay.
And you want to wait though until the plant has gotten to its maturity, until the flowers have dropped and it's done its thing for the year. So you're really going to want to do that towards the end of the summer.
Right, because you're waiting for all the energy to go back to the roots.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
The other thing I was thinking about nettles is that I've noticed that my partner sometimes uses nettle tincture for allergies.
Yeah.
That's another magic thing nettle can help you with, is spring allergies, or even like we have dogs in the house and sometimes we're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Nettle helps.
Yeah. I encourage my daughter all the time. She has terrible allergies, and I encourage her to use the nettles also. But in general, excuse me, you know, I like to tell people, if you see a plant, an herby plant, and it's got some poofiness to it, you know, the flowers are kind of poofy, like dandelion is poofy. Uh-huh. Dandelion's great for allergies too.
Oh.
You know, so that spectrum of the poofiness is what helps build our immune systems up to the plants that, you know, and all the things in our lives that our immune systems are weak to, that gives us the allergies.
Well, cool, Elise. I know you have a great connection with dandelion too. Maybe you can come back on another time.
Oh, talk yeah. about dandelion. We can talk about some dandelion for
no,
sure.
I bet
no
you
problem.
Can.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fermenter by heart, and I actually got to know nettles when I first got to know nettles. I was making beer out of them.
Really?
And making nettle beer, and it was great. Michael Blackwell did a wonderful drawing of a nettle goddess for me for the jar, you know, for the sticker for the beer and everything.
Oh, I hope that comes back.
Yeah, well, you know, let's see how this year's nettles are. You
right
know,
on.
I'm definitely anxious to go check them out now.
Yes.
Know? But we had a little sneaker kind of summer for the winter. So they might be behaving a little bit differently than normal. They might be a little bit taller than I would be expecting them right now because all that sun.
Yeah.
And there again, once they start to open up their leaves, you really want to get them, and you only got about 2 months, two full moon cycles of taking those tops. And after that, you're going to find that the flavor of it gets a little bit more acidic. Now, you know, speaking of acid, uric acid, if you have a uric acid issue in your health, nettles,
awesome.
You know, it'll break up the uric acid, and it'll... You know, it's the same way that burdock will help break up stones in the body. You
sure.
know,
yeah.
the nettles does that by breaking up the uric acid, and uric acid's kind of greasy in our system, and so the nettle helps to break up that grease.
Cool.
Yeah,
because I can kind of imagine the like little stingers are kind of scrubbing in there.
Probably, yeah. Like, I mean, I definitely think that's a great way to visualize it.
I also think, and maybe this is a little woo-woo for folks, but I think when you are taking an herb internally, imagine what it's doing to you. Tell it, this is what I want you to do for me today, you know. But I wonder if you're cooking it, like I've heard lots of people say, oh, I love it as spanakopita, or is that the right word? Or like lasagna, does it still have the same medicinal properties if you're eating it like that?
Well, when you cook it, it definitely loses a little bit, but you know, it's actually very high in proteins.
Cool.
And vitamins and minerals. So it's hard to cook it out. But when I cook nettles personally, I just steam them and then with a little bit of butter and salt, and that's all they need.
Yeah, don't put it in the oven forever.
Yeah, don't overcook it. I mean, you could certainly put it into, you know, a lasagna dish of sorts, but she's a very green flavor.
Yes.
You know, so. Yeah. You know, you got to be prepared. It's not like spinach flavor green. Uh-huh. It's like electric green. She's electric.
I am so glad we get to have this conversation today. Is there anything more about nettle that like maybe we forgot to touch on? Because we're coming up to 3 o'clock and I have to do the CSAR.
Yeah, well, I feel like we really covered a lot of things. And if anybody wants to call, I'll be in the office all day because we've got a board meeting in a few hours. So I'll just be hanging out.
Yeah,
so you can call the office and I'll be happy to talk with anybody that wants to talk on the phone.
Oh, that's really kind. Thanks, Elise.
But yeah, no, I think she just, you know, just to remember that she, you know, is a lovely gift to our planet. So we really have to respect her and honor her if we're going to really embrace her and bring her into our lives. We have to remember to do that for her.
How about this funky question? Have you ever used it as cordage? Have you worked with her in that way?
Well, I have, but I can't say I'm good at it. But what you can do is once it's at its height, you know, and the flowers have dropped, you take the stems, and the stems are strangely, they're box-shaped and they're hollow.
Yeah.
And they've also got their little pricklies. But you take those box shapes and peel back the four corners of those.
Okay.
And then you can use those, the peels of that, and then you take it and roll it on your leg, and you start to roll it into cordage, you know.
Yeah.
And then intertwine them together.
Sure.
You know,
and then weave with it.
Yeah.
So cool. So many uses.
I know. She's wonderful.
That's
she's
amazing.
An incredible plant. I love
her. And we were speaking all the way to town together, which was lovely. So I found out from you earlier that it is a native plant to this area.
This Urtica dioica is a native. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. And you said there's so many different varieties. So it is really important that folks make sure they know they're using the right one.
Yes, because there are poisonous nettles, you know, but like I said, this specific one for Northern California is the Urtica dioica, and that's the one you really want to be, you want to ingest.
Awesome.
Yeah, and she's the one that has all these things available. Not all of the nettles are great cordage, you know.
Yeah.
Not all the nettles are a great hair tonic.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
She's a special one for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My, isn't she? And that's why we had to have such a special lady come on.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
thank you. Right. I'm so glad. And we definitely need to remind everyone that you have an excellent brand new show on Kmart as well. Do you want to tell us what it is called?
Oh, you're talking about the Power of Sour Fermentation Hour with your host, Elise Sauer. Yeah.
If you missed that, check it out in the archive.
Yeah.
This has been a Kmart podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast and also on our website, kmud.org.